Hey
Hey guys,
guys.
welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. And we are back with another guest episode because you know us, we just love having guests, and Week of Love was so much fun. And afterwards, we were like, man, we miss having guests when we had to record a couple episodes just us. But we're super, super excited for this one because this is something Issa and I've wanted to talk about for a long time. And with our March theme of madness, obviously we like March Madness, college sports, college basketball, but we also like baseball more. And so we have our friend Meg with us, and I would let her introduce herself to you however she would like.
Okay, hi guys. So my name is Megan Swenson. I am a junior at Washington State University, and I met Issa and Sam through sorority my freshman year. We were all in the same sorority together for a little bit. And I am an elementary education major here, and I also work with the Washington State baseball team, and this is now my third year working with the team. So I've done it for it seems like forever now. Don't know college without it. And then I grew up in Pullman here where I go to college now, which is super fun. But my family now lives in Vancouver, Washington. So they moved away, but then I moved back for college because I wanted to go to WSU again. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wait, that's so interesting. I did not know that you grew up in Pullman.
Yeah, I lived here for 10 years growing up. So I went here until I was in sixth grade, and then I moved after that.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You learn something new every day. When I saw that on the notes, I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy in a good way.
Yeah, no, it's fun because I mean, this was like what I grew up seeing as like college was WSU. So then when I came to pick a college, I was like, well, I know what WSU looks like that was my childhood. So I'll just go back there for college again and it'll be great. And it has been.
Love. Okay, well, before we get into too much more fun stuff and learning more all about Meg, we're gonna, of course, get into our roses and thorns of the week. So, Sam, do you want to start us off with that?
Yes. Okay. So for my thorn, I can't really think of anything. So that's pretty good. But I did, however, I really wanted to clean my room this weekend and I didn't. So, I mean, Issa and Meg can see that my room is like a disaster behind me. There's like laundry everywhere. And yeah, I really should have cleaned. But it's a good thing that we don't post the video. So you guys don't get to see that. But my rose is that I kind of finished my book, which is exciting. So now I just have some final formatting and editing touches to make like as fast as possible, just so I can like get it all into Amazon and order my like proof to make sure it looks good. Because I designed the cover and I'm scared that it will not print good. So that will be a little experiment, but I'm really excited and it's weird that it's just done. But yeah, that's my rose. Meg, what are your roses and thorns?
Okay, I will also do my thorn first. And my thorn was Jason Kelce's retirement this morning. I saw like the tweet about it earlier, and then I came home from class and turned it on, and I just immediately started sobbing seeing him cry. So that wasn't really how I thought my Monday was going to go, was that? But it's okay. Still an incredible speech. Like that man is a national treasure. And then my rose was that we had our home opener this past weekend, which was super fun. And I was just so happy to be like have baseball games at the field again because we just had practices and scrimmages. So it was great being able to like actually have another team there that we got to play. And that was so much fun.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. Yes. Wait, okay. Also, with Jason Kelce, I was so sad when I saw that and like got all like the notifications, all the tweets, ESPN, Fox, everything. I was like, you're kidding me right now. Absolutely not how I was picturing my Monday going. And then I was thinking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, now that he's no longer a pro athlete, he has to find like another career. But at least he's already doing stuff and like he knows how to, do life things, whereas a lot of athletes get stuck after they retire or after like they have to like retire by choice or by injury. So like, wow, I think about that a lot actually. Sorry, just random thoughts.
That's so funny. I love New Heights podcast.
That's one of my favorites. Every time I drive home, I'll turn that on with like all the episodes that I'm behind on because I don't ever listen. I'm like, I want to listen to more podcasts, but it's mainly like I do podcasts on road trips. So that's always one of my go-tos is New Heights, and it's they're so entertaining.
They're so funny. Okay, so my thorn, other than Jason Kelce retiring, is yeah, so today, fun fact, we're recording on a Monday. Crazy. I don't know the last time we recorded on a Monday. Actually, it's kind of nice. It's like, wow, I'm getting this done. I
I
have like
kind
a
of
whole
like
week.
it.
So yesterday was Sunday. I was indescribably sleepy yesterday. Like I tried napping all day after I got home. And I just could not sleep. So I was just literally laying in my bed trying to close my eyes, but my eyes did not want to stay closed. It was rough. And then I went to sleep like later that night. And yeah, it was just not a day for living life, I guess. Experiencing things, I don't know. And then my rose, similar to Meg, but different sport and different teams. We also had our home opener this weekend, Sounders. And so I'm really stoked about the season starting and being back at Lumen and just getting to experience another season with them. How fitting for this episode. LOL.
Yes, that's so fun. Oh my goodness. And this episode, if you didn't pick up from when I don't know, talked about it a little bit in the intro, it is called Spring Training, Our Lives, because what's more fun than getting into baseball season? And like the MLB just started spring training. It's been exciting. I've just been thinking about baseball every day. Okay, I was actually, okay, random story. This is not important, but I was telling my friend at work this morning that I was like playing video games this weekend with my boyfriend, and I was losing a bunch. And then, like in between a game, it was Mortal Kombat also. He was like, "I don't think the Mariners have won a single spring training game." And I was like, "You're wrong." I was like, "They have won one and potentially two," because I couldn't remember if it was only the one. But I was like, "Yes, they have." I was like, "I'm ignoring the fact that they've lost like everything except for like that one." And then I started winning, so that was nice. But yeah, we kind of figured we'd talk a little bit about just like working in sports, working in like college baseball, and then also just like some regular life stuff. Because I don't know. We're a lifestyle podcast and sometimes a sports podcast and sometimes a book podcast. So we're doing all the things today and wearing all the hats. But we'll just kick it off right into some questions for Meg. And so obviously starting with getting to know more about working in college baseball, because we know like nothing about this. But we want to know more about your work with not one, but two college baseball teams. And just like, how did you get into that? And did you always know you wanted to like do this and work in sports?
Yeah. So, like I said, I grew up in Pullman, and I grew up in Pullman because my dad was a baseball coach at WSU. So, like, when I say like I grew up around this, like, this is literally, I've probably spent more time at Bailey Brayton Field, like, across my life, other than like my house, like, than any other spot in the world, just from growing up, growing to his games, and then now working at the field. But when I was growing up, I could care less about baseball. I played with Polly Pockets. I played with Barbies. My friends and I would coordinate what toys we were bringing to the games because none of us were interested in baseball with all the other coaches' daughters. And then so did that. I like kind of learned how to keep score and like I liked going to games, but didn't really ever see it being a career. I always just thought I wanted to be a teacher. And then around my junior year in high school, I think my dad created a like summer baseball team for my brother for like that age. And I started working with his summer team, but still wasn't really planning on doing anything with it, just kind of wanted another thing to do. And then the summer before my freshman year, I realized that like I could possibly work in baseball in college. And like that's something that I was starting to realize that I wanted to do. So I connected with the coaches at WSU and asked like how I could be of help to the program essentially, and like what I could do. And then it kind of just developed from there. And then, so that's, I've been with WSU for what, 2.5 years now, pretty much my whole time. And then starting around like the November of last fall, I started helping a little bit with Linfield, which is a Division III baseball program. And that's where my brother now goes because he's in his freshman year there. And I just texted him and I was like, hey, like if your team ever wants help with like media stuff, like more than willing to help when like I'm not busy with WSU, and whether it's like graphics that they need made for camps or just whatever stuff. And then I knew, so like I can help. And then their coaches said that their coach is the one that runs their social media there, like for the most part. So he was like, yeah, I'll take whatever help you want to do. So now I've gone to a couple of their series. Like I went to their series that they had in California the first weekend because I also wanted to watch my brother pitch for the first time in college, and then went with them and did media, and then have done that for a couple weekends now. And I'm kind of trying to figure out like getting enough content when I'm there to where when I'm at WSU, I can also send them stuff so they can use it. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. I love that. It's like your family's so wrapped up in your story with it. Like whether it's, your dad being a coach at WSU and that, so you growing up with that and then, comes full circle and now you're like, oh, now I'm working with the baseball team and then your brother also playing and now you're involved with his team. And that's so sweet that you went out to see a series in California, see him pitch for the first time in college.
I know, it was so fun. And WSU was gone that weekend, so I knew I was going to be available. And then I just had to talk to a couple of my teachers about missing classes. But I was like, it's my brother's first time pitching in college. Like, I've been watching him since T-ball. I feel like it'd be wrong for me to not be there. And then by the time I was there, I brought my camera too. And the coaches were like, you have full dugout access. Like, you can go wherever you want to go to get whatever content you want to get. And all the players loved it too. So then I was able to go back last weekend as well, or 2 weekends ago, I guess now, and do more stuff for them, which is super fun.
That's so awesome. And like we've been keeping up with you and your photography and media. So we're just wondering, like, is that a hobby creative outlet that you've always had, or is it something that you've picked up along the way and you're like, oh, this is something else that I can use with baseball and being involved? And that like how would you get into it? Like we love it's so cool. You're so talented.
Thank you. I would say like my mom growing up took a million pictures, so like I would sometimes play around with her camera, but it wasn't like anything super serious. Still, like the rest of my baseball experience growing up, like it was just kind of I would get bored and want to play with stuff. And then in high school I took a photography class, so that was kind of where I started like learning a little bit more about photography. But if you asked me about like anything from that class, really don't remember a lot of it now, except for like what the basic settings are that are good. And then with my dad's summer team, I did some stuff for them. But last year was kind of where it really took off for me, where I realized like this is something that's really fun to do and kind of like allows me to be more creative with baseball. Was baseball hired a creative director who's now one of like my best friends in the entire world. And she was like, I asked like if I would be able to help her, like I asked her if she wanted any help, like just so then I could like do more for the team. And she said yes. And then she's now taught me like everything that I know about like videos and photos and kind of like what makes that work. And she works for the Seahawks, so she was insanely talented. And like every day it's like me just trying to like get to her standard, I guess, of like, I'm like, would she think this is good? Or like, should I, like, how should I fix this? So it's more like that. But that was kind of how it turned into what it is now.
I love that. No, actually, I've seen a bunch of like her content too, because I remember like seeing like you tagging her when you first started working with the baseball team and everything, or like working with her. And I was just like, wow, this content's like so good. Like I was just like, wow, this is like the kind of stuff that like I don't know, like goes viral, or I think about on TikTok seeing all these like college teams and like their photos and things, and I'm like, wow, one of these days I'm gonna like see it different, like see it not just because I'm following it or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so cool to see. And I love like photography and things. And I mean, when I was in high school, I did some sports photography for our yearbook and stuff, but then never, I don't know, like I wasn't interested enough in it, I guess. But it's so fun to still just see. But okay, this is so funny, this question. Every day is obviously so different. Like you said, you're a junior and you're an elementary ed major, so you like obviously have like student teaching and things like that. But Just walk us through a typical day in your life, or I mean, if it's easier to do like a couple days group together, you can do that too. And just a side note, we are so obsessed with your day in your life TikToks. I like look forward to watching them every day, and sometimes I'll like go on and I'll realize it's a really old one like popping up, and I'm still just like I'm swiping through. I will see everything you did that day, and just like live vicariously through you. And I don't know if it's because like our actual time in Pullman got sh cut short with COVID, and I like just want to like I don't know live the campus life, but no, it's amazing and I love it so much.
Yeah, thank you. Those were I decided to, I saw them like those all over TikTok over winter break, and I was like, I want to do this. So I just started doing it, and then it just I realized I was taking more pictures of my life, which was like a goal for 2024. So I was like, this kind of works. Like now I'm doing it, and then I'll have friends like if I don't post, they'll like te or like there was a couple days where I didn't post, and I did, they like texted. They were like, when I finally posted, they were like, we were kind of worried like something happened since you stopped posting for a couple days, and I was like, well, shoot, like now I feel bad that like. It's my friends who I talk to anyways, and they're still getting worried about me because I'm not like posting my day in my life, which is super weird. But typically, I mean, it's like I always joke I'm at three places. I'm at school, I'm at baseball, or I'm at my apartment. So it's like not super exciting. Like usually I'll go to class in the morning and then I'll go to baseball and I'll do some stuff there, and then I'll come home and I will like have dinner and clean and do homework or whatever I need to do, and then or like more recently, I've had pictures to edit that I still am trying to get through from last weekend of Linfield of editing all of their pictures, which I think I had like 1,000 on the weekend that I need to like go through and edit, which I'm happy about. It's just then I realized I actually have to edit all of those, which is just so time consuming, and my iPad and phone cannot keep up with the like levels of data that I'm trying to get through it. So I'll do that, or if I don't have class, then I literally just get up, like kind of clean my apartment, do some homework in the morning, go to baseball, come back home. And then on game days, it's pretty much like the same thing. I'll go to the field pretty early in the morning, be there up until game time, just kind of hang out and see what I need to do, and then have the game. And then I come home. And usually on game days, I'm very tired after. So I just want to come home and like go to bed. So I try and do stuff earlier in the week to make it so I don't have to. So I'm more free on the weekends.
That's so fun. No, I literally, I love seeing them. Like, Sam and I have texted about them before. I've been like, this is so cute. This is so fun. Like, I want to start doing it, but I'm so bad at taking photos and videos, like, in my everyday life. And so that is also a goal of mine. It's a goal of mine every year to take more pictures, but Meg, you're my inspiration.
That's I've tried to do like the video, like the second a day videos and like those type of things. But I just fall off through like halfway through the year. Or like some days are like so much better. Like I can't just pick one. So that's kind of why I liked the photos. And I also prefer photos to videos way more. Like I'm starting to try and figure out how to do like better videos, just both for myself and for baseball. But photos and like that feature on TikTok is my favorite thing ever, especially because then like I can swipe through stuff really fast and I don't have to like that feature and the sped up feature on TikTok. I love both of
So good.
those because my attention span is so bad that I love being able to do that stuff like at my own pace. So I started doing those, and now it's kind of once you do it for a while, then it also becomes habit, which is really nice. We're like, oh shoot, I need to take a picture of this. Or like also then not like forcing myself to like if I'm not having an exciting day, like not forcing myself to do it has been really helpful, because that was the other thing I tried to do in past years was always do it, and then I would like lose interest in doing it if I didn't want to. So kind of that balance has been really helpful.
Amazing. I love holding down on my TikTok and watching everything in 2x speed. Or like I'll do it on things I like don't even want to do it on just to like see sometimes. I don't know. Just kind of funny. Or like podcasts. Like you said, I never listen to anything under 2x speed. It's a requirement.
No, that's all the every YouTube video, every I had to watch a I was watching a math lecture earlier because I had a math test today. So I was like re-watching that lecture, and I just put it on 2x speed. I was like, I'm getting the content, and I will press pause if I miss something, but otherwise I will lose interest if it's going at normal speed here.
No, exactly. And like my brain had already moved so fast. Like, maybe, okay, not my brain, my thoughts. My thoughts move so fast. And so if it's not in at least 2x, I'm like, why is it going so slow? Like, what is happening? What am I supposed to be picking up on right now? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any tried and true methods for keeping yourself organized or being able to keep up with like all the demands of your schedule, being a student, but also, going, traveling, doing things?
I think I've always been a pretty like organized list, like driven like calendar person. Like for me, my Google Calendar is like my best friend. Like if it is not in there, it is not in my brain. It is not happening in like my conscious. Like if something, even if it's something so small is happening, like it will go in my Google Calendar. And then I also have a different planner app that I use for my homework, even though I put my assignments also in my Google Calendar sometimes. So like we'll like double cross. And then a lot of the times I'll make like to-do lists for like if it's a super busy week, like I always have a to-do list of like everything that I need to do before like the weekend, or like if I'm traveling, like I'll make my packing list and at the end I'll put like what do I need to do before I travel so that I don't have to worry about it. And then also like even for like media stuff, like I use so many lists, like especially since like I feel like everyone's always like, oh, baseball's such a slow game, like it's so boring, I don't know what like that type of thing. But like there's so much happening, especially for someone like working in media, baseball will happen so quickly and stuff just keeps happening and then you start losing track of it. So my notes app is a hot mess on game days because I have like my normal list of like stuff that I want to get posted, like the lineups, games before the thing, like a video with the national anthem or something. Like I have like my plan going into it of when I want to post stuff. But then I'll also update that as stuff happens during the game. If I'm like, oh shoot, he just hit a home run, I need to get that posted now too. Or like, oh, this was a really good picture I just took, I need to make a note of that. So then when I pull them later, like I know which one I was thinking of earlier, because by the time I'm going through hundreds of pictures later, I will forget about what I was talking about. But it's just pretty much, it's a lot of lists and calendars and organizing of any way I possibly can, because otherwise I feel like I will lose my mind. So, yeah,
I
super fun.
can, I don't know, I can agree with that. Like, it's not something I used to be very good at. Like, planners, still working on that one. But, like, Google Calendar, Issa and I have been using that so much now. And, like, we also have so many lists. Like, we have a bunch of different shared notes. We have a million different Google Docs that we both just like add things to all the time. So I can only imagine. And, like, same, like, thing of like during the game, like it getting crazy and you having so many notes. Like, that's me when I've been on like big photo shoots for like my work. Like, when I traveled on like a campaign to Colorado, like each day, like my notes app was wild. Like, the things that I was like remembering to grab or do, or like making note of changes to like email people at the end of the day of like, I don't know, outfit changes or things like that. So it's very real. The notes app is a mess. And then I
Oh,
also
yeah.
like, I always get so scared to delete stuff. I don't know why. So sometimes I was just deleting some of my notes the other day and I was like, should I be deleting this? But I just kind of did
No,
it.
I've tried to be a paper planner person, but I've used Google Calendar for so long that paper planners are like pointless to me. Like I don't know why. I'll try again and I'll get a new one and then it's wasteful. But I'm much rather like a Google Calendar person. Like even like I'm just quickly looking at my notes app of like the stuff that I have from 2 weekends ago. And it's like, I have my game day media post, I have my packing list for the day, and then I have my list of all of, and I think I already deleted the notes that I had, because then I also have all my, like, I have like a master list of a bunch of caption ideas for like different posts that then like I don't have to think of those on the spot. But, and then like I'll tie in the captions to the game day media if I think of something where I'm like, I'm going to use this. And it's just cross-checking a bunch of notes essentially. But it works somehow. Somehow stuff gets posted.
That's so smart. I'm like, wait, we should make a master caption list.
Yeah, wait,
Oh,
why
yeah.
don't we already have one?
Right.
I
I
have a
know.
personal one. Do I ever use
Oh.
it? No. But
Oh, yeah.
I have it. That's
No,
definitely something to have.
I have one for I have one for like my personal Instagram that like I'll pull from TikToks. So I have one for Linfield. I think I used to have one for WSU. I don't know if I still have it. And then I have I think I had one for my summer team too that I still haven't deleted, which I'm like, that summer team is over. Like, it's not happening anymore. So there's no reason for me to still have it, but I guess I just do, like, because I don't want to delete it. Like, I'm like, there might be something on there that I think of, even though they're all like very similar too.
Right. That's so funny. If you could give your freshman yourself any advice, what would it be?
I feel like it would just be like to like take everything in as you're like living it, like, and like enjoy the moment for everything. Like the fact that I'm already a junior is absolutely mind-blowing to me, because I feel like it was like just yesterday where I was a freshman on campus and like figuring everything out still. So the fact that like I have pretty much this year and the next year, then I have student teaching, and then like I have to figure out what I want to do with my life and like all that type of stuff is so absolutely crazy. And then I want to be like, oh, like you should be organized and like have lists and stuff, but I know that doesn't work for everyone. So like it's just like figure out like how to like make your like life make the most sense for you. Like try to do that as early on as possible, because for I know for some people like my notes app would absolutely overwhelm them and make them lose their mind, but like it works for me. So like figure out what works for you and then just run with it from there.
Yes, that's so good. It's so funny. I have, like everyone else here, all two of you guys, have a myriad of notes. And like one of my notes on my phone is just like dreams that I have. And I looked back at the very first one I wrote down. It was from 2015. I'm like, oh my gosh. And like the last one I wrote down was from 2022. So I'm like, oh, maybe I should write down my dreams again. But I only write down the really juicy ones. Anyways, beside the point.
Those are fun though, like especially because like you will like think of it when you wake up and then later in the day you already have forgotten it. But like I feel like
Yeah.
that'd be so helpful actually.
No, it's actually crazy. Like reading these back, I'm like, what the heck was I on? And then I'm reading it more. I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, I remember this dream 8 years ago.
The other thing that I absolutely love having in notes is quote notes. Like I have them with so many of my friends. I
Yes.
have them like with baseball teams. Like those are some of my favorite things to have in my notes app, is different quote notes, and they're so entertaining.
Yes.
Looking back on, I mean, like, what the heck was the context here?
Yes. Yes. Okay, wait. Actually, I have one of those with my friend group from freshman year in the dorms, and it was so chaotic that like I did not write down who said what, but we all know, and there are hundreds on there. We all know exactly who said what, and then generally we're able to get the context. There are a couple where we're like, what the heck was this from? But we made it into a Kahoot and we made our friends play it.
That
Well,
would
not
actually be so entertaining.
like we made our guy friends play it and we played it too. And we're like, oh, this is obviously us. And it was like, it's so. I think at first I did have the names on there, but then I deleted them just in case someone got into my phone and then found the quotes so then they would cheat for the game. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Insane. It's fine. It was so fun. And we talk about it a lot still. But yeah, no. Quote notes, unlike any other. I love it. I love the notes app, honestly. It's so much fun.
Oh
I feel
yeah. If I
like
could
it's
only
part of
have two
girlhood.
notes apps on my phone, it would be my notes app and my Google Calendar, and I could survive with just those two. It wouldn't be very fun, but I could survive.
Yes. For sure. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we also know some really exciting stuff is coming up for you this summer with Cape Cod League internship, and we know that it is one of the best college baseball summer leagues. So, what can you tell us about it? Like, how do you get it? What are you going to be doing? What's going on there?
So the past 2 summers I've worked with my dad's team, so I didn't really have to apply for that job. I just kind of got it pretty easily. But then this summer I was like, well, I want to work for a team, but I don't know what team I want to work for. And I'd heard about the Cape Cod League, and like for people who don't know, like in college baseball, like you can like go play over the summer. Like most players will either go play it with a team somewhere, or they'll just like do strength training and like kind of like train on their own. But there's like so many different leagues across the country, but the Cape Cod League has been around for like I want to say 100 years at least. Like, I feel like it's pretty old. Maybe not 100 years, but still, it's been around for a while, and like, it's a big deal, like for players to be able to go play there. And I had heard about it, and they had a bunch of different internships open, and I kind of applied, like, not fully like sure of like what I was really signing up for, because most of the ones that I had seen were more analytics based, which I'm still learning a lot about. But I applied and had interviews, and then I was able to get that. And I so essentially, like, I'll be working with the general manager this summer, but then like helping him like be like organized and like helping with players and like family, like host families and kind of all that type of stuff with like managing a team, but then also be able to work with their analytics like in team and like learn all of that type of stuff, which I'm super excited for. And I just get to live on the Cape for a summer, which will be super fun because it's the Cape and I've never been to the Cape before, but it's the Cape Cod. Like, I feel like it'll be great. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Do you know if you're the only one in your specific role, or are there other people in your role as well? So like you're kind of on a team of people?
I don't. So there's a group of like 12 other guys that I'm in the group chat with that are all like operations and analytics, and college baseball operations and like major league operations can be really different, because in major league operations becomes more like analytics data, but in college baseball it's more like organizational stuff. So like, I'm not entirely sure what everyone in the group chat that I'm in is doing, but I know like it's I think we're all gonna kind of be mixing back and forth between it. I think, as far as I'm aware, I think I'm one of the only ones who's doing more like helping with organizing like the team's logistics too, of like figuring out where the players are going to live this summer and their arrivals and all of that type of stuff. But it's like, I want to say there's 12 or 13 other guys that I'm with. So, and then there's a bunch of different like interns, like there's social media interns, there's event operations interns, there's writing interns, there's so many different internships for all the different like teams. And yeah.
That's
So
so cool.
I know.
My goodness.
And
This is kind of not on here, but it was just something I was thinking about with that and doing your internship and everything. And obviously maybe you don't necessarily know, but with like working with the college teams and then like looking and doing the internship and kind of it becoming a big part of your life, like do you see working in sports and trying to keep working in baseball as being part of your future? Or if you're kind of like thinking it's just a college thing and you're gonna stick to just trying to be a teacher when you're done?
That is such a great question that I ask myself every day, because I'm like, I've always thought I wanted to be a teacher, but now I kind of love working in baseball too. So I'm kind of like, my thing is, if my major's like, I'm trying to major in elementary education, and then that comes with like experience in schools, but also like get as much experience as I can in baseball, to where after college, like I can kind I sh like can hopefully be set up to where I can pick either one that I want to try to pursue and like make a full-time career out of it. But yeah, I'm not really entirely sure. It kind of can depend on the day or like what my mood is at the time, to be honest, because I feel like there's not enough time in the day for me to be able to do everything. Like, if I could do both, I could, but that would be so unrealistic to try and teach and work in baseball when also they're like the seasons don't match up at all for like it to be logistically possible. So yeah, kind of still to be determined, but trying to just do as much as I can to be able to have both opportunities open after college.
Love that. No, I was thinking about it and I was like, this is probably like your exact like thoughts that are not figured out yet. But I was like, I'm curious.
Yeah, no, it's very fun. Like, I'll talk to people about working in sports. They're like, oh, so you're like, what's your major then? Like, probably thinking like sport management or something. I'm like, oh, it's elementary education. They're like, oh, like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here either. Like, I thought I had it figured out, and then I got to college, and now it's all up in the air again. And I don't know what's going on in my life, but somehow it will work out. So we'll see it
Yeah.
when what happens when I get there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as someone else working in sports, kind of ish, I don't know. Luckily, it's not really the degree that you have that matters. It's just all about like making connections, and also you like you're doing that, but you also have so much experience, which is so great. So you really could do whatever you want, really.
Yeah, that was going back to the internship I had for the summer. I was looking at that, and then I was also looking at like ones that are closer to home, specifically like where I thought my brother was going to be playing, like living at home and doing all that type of stuff. But I was looking at it, and I had heard so much about the Cape, and one of the really big things with the Cape Cod internship is like how many people you meet over there, because there's people from the MLB there that are like watching guys who could get drafted, or like a lot of them are underclassmen who are probably going to be draft prospects in that, like, once they're draft eligible. So it's a lot of like, it's really good players. So once you like, there's so many people there, especially going across the country, like to completely like widen the like horizon, like widen who you know. And like my analytics, the analytics team has people from like California, there's people from South Carolina, there's people from Massachusetts. I think there's some people. I can't remember where there's other people from. Texas, I don't know if I've already said that. Like, there's people from all over the country. So that was kind of a big thing for me making that decision. I was like, I feel like I can't pass this up to be able to have all those connections and meet all those people.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I'm so stoked for you. Like, I cannot wait to like see what you're doing, what you're up to, and like eventually hear about it. That'll
Oh,
be so
yeah. Oh,
fun.
yeah. The day in my life TikToks will hopefully be so great over
Yes.
there. Like, because I'm like, when we have like 4 off days a month because they have games pretty much every day. But they were like, oh, you have the mornings to be able to like kind of explore a little bit more. And then obviously on the off days, we'll explore all as much as possible. I'm like, I've never been to the Cape. I've been to the East Coast and New York and Boston, but not the Cape. So I feel like there's so much there to fill a summer with stuff to do.
Yes, that would be so rad. So you know, if this is too redundant from the advice to your freshman self, then we can cut it, LOL. But do you have any advice for anyone who is interested in working in sports?
I would say this kind of like goes along with the freshman yourself one, but like specifically for me working in sports, it's just like to try and get involved in as many different things as you can in sports. Like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I got to college. I just knew I wanted to work in baseball, and they had me doing a lot of stuff working with alumni and kind of like very basic like stat stuff for the team. And then like last year, like being able to do media stuff was a big reason like why I was able to do so much more was like I was like, well, I can like figure out how to take pictures, and like I had a very like little understanding, but I was like, I can like learn as much as possible and then be able to do that. And then with the summer, like I am not the most knowledgeable person about analytics. I will not pretend to know what's going on in that type of stuff. But like I'm like, well, yeah, if I can learn from you guys, like you all know what's going on. So like if I can just have that like another thing to be able to do to where then after college, like either you'll both like know what specifically you want to do working in sports if you didn't know already, hopefully, like you'll have done so much that you have a better idea. And then also like you can be helpful in different areas, even if it's not like something that falls under your job title, then you can still be able to help with it for other stuff.
So awesome. That's like so, I love that. Like that's how I felt doing anything. It's just like I want to get my skill set as like well-rounded as possible, or like know all these different things, or just like constantly learn something new that I can just like add to my little tool belt. With spring training being like in full swing now, and like outside of working in baseball a little bit, just being like a fan in general, what is your favorite thing about baseball season?
I don't know if I can choose. Like, I've always, like, obviously, I've grown up around baseball, so I didn't really know. Like, I know football a little bit. It's pretty much like the only other sport that I have a pretty good understanding of. Other than that, a lot of sports are very, like, I understand enough to be able to watch them. Starting to figure out hockey, starting to figure out soccer a little tiny bit with like World Cup happening. What was that, like a year ago, 6 months ago? But I feel like it's just like everything about baseball for me, and like, a big thing that's been more recent for me is how much baseball has allowed me to travel more and like I've all like one of my bucket list things now is to be able to go to all the MLB stadiums and like be able to see all of them. So last year, like when my family went to the East Coast, we went to the Boston, or we went to Fenway Park, and we went to the Met Stadium, and we went to Yankee Stadium, which was all so much fun. And like, I feel like just seeing all the different baseball stadiums, because baseball is not like football where it's like, oh, every field's the same. Like, in terms of like the literal field, like baseball field dimensions can just be so different that it changes how baseball's played. And like, I feel like baseball is advancing so much, and like people are starting to like watch it more, which has been so fun, because as people watch it more, like especially with college baseball, has been changing so much recently, to where like I turned on a game the other day on YouTube and there was like 35,000 people watching it, which was so insane for a college baseball game that wasn't even like, it's not even like conference play yet. So it's like that's one of my favorite things, is like just how like much like attention it's starting to gain, and like people are starting to like watch it more too, which then just makes it more fun because it's baseball and I love baseball. I don't know.
So cool. Yeah, I did not know that baseball field dimensions could change, like, because that's also something that I love about soccer. Like soccer dimensions, they have to be within, I don't know, like the width has to be within a certain range, and then the length has to be within a certain range. It's so, like, not every field is the same dimensions. I mean, there's like the standard or whatever, but if a field's wider or longer, then the game can be very different for the home team versus like who's used to it versus the away team who might be used to a narrower field or a shorter field and stuff. And so, like, I think that's such a fun part of the game too,
Yeah.
personally.
I mean, like for example, like one thing I remember seeing this summer when we went to the Red Sox stadium was their left field is super short, but it's super tall. So it's like totally like weird to hit there, because like I just looked it up and it's 310 feet down the left field line, which for comparison, WSU's I think is 330 down left field. But so it's farther, but the fence isn't as high. So like in order to hit a home run over left field, like you have to hit that ball so high up in the air in order for it to make it over the wall. So just like how all those change, and like it's also weird that then like obviously it changes how the game is played, because like you're changing your lineups to be able to hit better at that park, or like you're changing your pitching to be able to like not let the hitters hit as well in that park and all that type of stuff. That's so
Oh,
cool.
wow. I wish I remember being at Fenway. I went when I was like 10, but I have no memory of it.
It was, I mean, it's just old. Like the seats were like still what they were when, or they were, I'm sure they were renovated, but like they're the same idea as what they were when they were first built, which was very different going from Yankee to Fenway, because Yankee Stadium was renovated recently. So like it still has like kind of the old like history with it, but it's still at least more modern and newer compared to Fenway was like as old as it could possibly be at Fenway,
Right.
which was still so cool to see, because it's just
Yeah.
such an iconic park.
No, that's so cool. I also want to go to every stadium, every park. But like for whatever sport I can get to, football, soccer, baseball. Oh my
Every
gosh, no,
stadium
literally,
ever.
there's so many baseball stadiums that I want to see. Like,
Oh, yeah.
oh my gosh. No, and something that's like really funny is when soccer teams use baseball stadiums to me. I'm just like, that's so funny. Like NYCFC, they use Yankee Stadium. And I'm just like, that's so, like, being a fan watching a soccer game at a baseball stadium, that would be awful.
Oh yeah. No, even like I've seen like so many college football teams will do, like I've seen there's like bowl games that happen at like Yankee Stadium or Fenway, which I'm like would be so like interesting. But even like that's the Oakland A's, like their baseball field is also their football stadium, is was also the, what was it, the
Oh,
Oakland
yeah.
Raiders football stadium. But
Something, yeah.
like that was like super weird to like, it's a little bit more normal for baseball, but it's also built for football, but it's not really. So it's just, it's so bizarre. But I still feel like those games would be so cool to go to, especially
Yeah.
like if like you worked for a football team and you just got to go to Yankee Stadium for your bowl game, compared to like some random college football team
Right.
like
Okay,
stadium.
yeah, fair.
Like, yeah, like yeah, I'll go to Yankee Stadium. That's fine.
Twist my arm. Or also, like, Winter Classic being at T-Mobile
Yes,
Park.
I was about to say that. It looked so
Oh,
weird. That's right.
that would be even worse, because that's like, it's a
To
much smaller
watch.
rink than like a football field or a soccer field. And then also the walls.
No, I went to my first hockey game over or match, whatever they're called, over winter break. And that was so interesting because I'd never been to a hockey game before. So that was, I couldn't imagine. Like, then I went home and was watching the Winter Classic on TV. And I was like, I should have gone to this. Like, I was flying out the next day. So there's no way it would have worked, but like, that would have been cool. And I think I saw it's at the Chicago Cubs Stadium next year, which should be fun and freezing cold, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, so we make a trip? Cool,
Right,
sounds
we have to
good.
go.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That works.
Sorry, back to the questions. So we know that you are also a reader girly in your very, minimal free time with school and baseball. Are there any books that you would recommend to absolutely everyone?
One of the first ones that like comes to mind that I think was one of the ones that got me back into like reading all the time was, it was called The Cheat Sheet by, I want to say it was by Sarah Adams. Like, absolutely one of my favorite books of all time. It was a football player and like his childhood best friend who was a dancer, which or she was a ballet teacher, which growing up a dancer, I was like, this is too much fun. Like, I absolutely adore this book. And then last year, I read another one by the same author that was called Practice Makes Perfect, I want to say. And I didn't realize it was the second book in a series, and I accidentally read it without reading the first book. So then I went back a few months later and finally read the first book, but I still loved that book and thought it was just so cute. And those like are two of my favorites that I feel like I could reread over and over again and never get tired of.
I love that. I still need to read both of those, but I know Issa has read the cheat sheet.
Yes, I love it so much. I love Sarah Adams.
Did you read Rent in Rome too by
Yeah, I
her?
just read that one. And then,
Okay.
or just read a couple months ago. But yeah, I have Practice Makes Perfect, and I've been meaning to read it. And I'm so excited because everyone's like, oh my gosh, that one's my favorite Sarah Adams book, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, but nothing's going to beat the cheat sheet in my mind. I just know it.
Oh yeah, no, the cheat sheet was great. And I remember, I think I read it like entire, both of those books I think I've read entirely like on a plane, like going somewhere. Like, I they were just quick enough to read for me too, which was great because sometimes like I like some of my favorite books, it still took me so long to get into them at the beginning, and then once I got into them they were great. But those books, I feel like I was just in them, like I loved them from the very beginning, and that was made me be able to read them so much quicker too.
Yes. I love that. That's so exciting. I just always love book recs. That's so cute.
Oh
So
yeah.
fun.
Book Talk is so fun. That's one of my favorites. Like, my saved collection on Book Talk or on TikTok of books is so long with just everything that I want to read.
Yes. Oh, those are the best videos. Like people who do their full like monthly wrap up on TikTok and you can do the two times and like those are the best. I love those. Okay, this is gonna be so fun. We used to, when we first started having guests on, we used to do like this or that questions, just like a little speed round, like no explanations. And then we like forgot about it and stopped doing it for the longest time. But we thought it'd be so fun to like, especially these ones, because we were able to like make them a little more like home and themed, just like knowing ourselves too. So yeah, we'll just alternate asking the this or that's and we'll see which way you lean on them. So the first one is the College World Series or the MLB World Series.
College World Series.
Amazing.
Okay.
Home games or away games?
Probably home games.
Agree. A Pullman fall or Pullman spring?
Pullman spring once it stops snowing and it's actually spring weather.
I saw
That's
your
the
Pullman
one.
spring and I got scared because I was like, are we sure about that one? But no,
Yeah, no,
it
I woke up to snow, so that wasn't the most fun thing. But once it's like actually the snow is gone, it's my favorite time of the entire year because it's baseball season and it's nice out again and it's getting warmer and you can have cute outfits again and you're not wearing 20 layers to class and it's fantastic.
Okay, I will accept the explanation on
Yes, I do too. Yeah,
that
no, I felt like that one needed an
It did need
explanation.
it. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Cougar Country or the Coug?
Cougar Country.
Okay, road trip or fly?
Line.
Okay, last one. Taking pictures or editing pictures?
At first I thought I couldn't choose when I saw this originally, but now I've realized it's taking pictures because of how time-consuming editing pictures can be, and like getting the good picture like in the moment feels so cool. So taking pictures.
Love that. My gosh, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on here with us and chatting with us and letting us like pick your brain about baseball and just getting to know your story more.
Course, this has been so much fun. I remember I was at my brother's game when you guys like messaged me on Instagram, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to do this now too. Like, it was 10 out of 10 moment.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Okay, so we're gonna end this episode the way we always do with a song of the week. So, Sam, what is your song of the week?
Okay, my song of the week is You First by Paramore featuring Remy Wolf. But also honorable mention to Austin by Dasha, because I've been literally, it's actually so embarrassing. I put it on repeat on my Spotify and played it the entire 30 minutes it took me to cook my dinner tonight. So I can't just not make it my song of the week now. So I'm cheating and I have
Yeah, that's
two.
fair.
Meg, what is your song of the week? Unless you have two.
I was going to say, since you cheated, I'm also going to cheat
Okay,
because I was
amazing.
torn between two. But mine is All of the Girls You Loved Before by Taylor Swift has been re-emerging as one of my favorite
Great.
Taylor Swift songs. But then my honorable mention is going to go to 4 or 5 Seconds by Rihanna, because I heard
Ooh.
that one at a baseball field and I was like, wow, I forgot how good the song this is. So that one's up there too.
I love that
Okay.
song. Well, I'll frantically search for another one.
Thank
Because I don't want to be the only one without two. JK. Okay, so my song of the week is Over Yourself by Heart of Gold, and it's just so much fun. I forgot how much I love it until it comes on, like on my day list or DJ or on repeat or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a good one. And then my other one is, hold on, I might be making a change. No, I'm not. I'll just, okay. Tennessee Orange by Megan Maroney. I love Megan Maroney. So good. Love me some country.
Yes. I'm kind of in a country mood right now.
Country
Oh.
music is so much better once the weather is good again,
Yes.
and it's fantastic. Like, I love it all year round, but especially once it's sunny out, 10 out of 10.
Wholeheartedly agree. Oh my gosh. There's something about the nice weather where it's like, yeah, country music is good year round, but like when it's good weather, it's like, no, this is the music. This is the mood. This is everything.
Here, I'm gonna, before this ends, you guys get to smile for my day in my life TikTok, because I am actually doing one
Yes.
today.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh. Thank goodness. This is
Sam in her
amazing.
messy room.
No, yeah,
Oh, yeah,
literally.
sorry. The busy room is gonna see the debut. Okay, thanks.
Oh
I
my
got it.
gosh, I'm so honored.
I
I
love,
literally
I was like, I
that.
have to do this. This has literally been like what I've been looking forward to all day. I was like, I should do my math test, and then I get to go do the podcast. Love that.
No, seriously, when you said yes, Sam and I, we were like kicking our feet. We were so stoked. We're like, because we've been thinking about this and like talking to you since last year when we allegedly started a sports podcast.
Yeah, it's great. And then we let that
So,
die.
we're happy to finally make this dream come true for us.
Sports podcast ever makes a comeback, I can be a guest again. That's
Right.
we can have baseball conversations, because clearly I could talk about it for hours and hours.
No, I love that. Unfortunately, though, it is a big if.
Right. Oh yeah.
but it
A
could.
limited run for the
It
College World Series.
If it
Actually,
does,
that was
oh
one of our
yeah.
dreams. But yeah,
Oh, I would be so down.
I could go. It's right there.
This was so much fun. Seriously, thank you again so much, Meg, for coming on. Obviously, couldn't have done this without you. And we're so grateful that the sorority brought us together so that now we have you in our lives.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. This was so fun.
All righty. Well, Sam and Meg, I hope you guys both just have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye.
Bye. I was thinking about the bye. I was like, oh, how's that gonna work?